This is Ozarks at Large. There is a small community in Belize called More Tomorrow. The town is located in the interior of the country, along the Belize River, about 9 miles from the capital city of Belmopan. Aaron Cooper, an honors chemical engineering student at the University of Arkansas, was in More Tomorrow last month. She says the town is a small, tropical place.
There's only one road into the village, which during the rainy season gets pretty flooded. But once you come around a corner and then all of a sudden it's right there. I think there's 29 homes and they are kind of like ramshackle, just on the ground. And there's one school and then a preschool, a church, and soccer field.
Aaron is part of a student group, Arkansas Engineers Abroad. And that group is working with the residents of More Tomorrow to build a water tower that will provide the town with a steady, sustainable supply of safe water. More Tomorrow often struggles with a lack of water. And during the rainy season, many households do catch rainwater, but that water is coming off tin roofs, speckled with bird droppings, and considered unsafe. When the 30-foot water tower is complete, it will hold 2,500 gallons of water. Michael Reinisch, another member of Arkansas Engineers Abroad, says the water will be pulled from a deep well. At 64 feet, he says that well is more than three times as deep as the current wells in More Tomorrow.
So it draws from a deeper aquifer that's cleaner, first of all. So, but is it actually clean? If we find out it's not clean, then we will have to put in something like a sediment filter or some kind of biological filter that will kill off any pathogens. We will just have to test the water next time that we go. We expect this to be done, and then we will test the water and clear it to be used.
Reinisch, a junior honors chemical engineering student from Dusseldorf, Germany, has been to More Tomorrow twice. The project began 3 years ago. Kimberly Cribbs, another honors chemical engineering student at the University of Arkansas, is president of Arkansas Engineers Abroad. She says the relationship between the students and the village was inaugurated when another student visited More Tomorrow on a mission trip.
And from there, it's just been a huge process of trying to get the water tower done. It's about a $35,000 project, and the end is finally near now, all these years later. We just need 4,000 more to raise, and then once we get that funded, we can give them the green light and we can have the water tower built in 4 weeks.
The plan is to raise the final $4,000 in time to go back in May. On 5 previous trips, University of Arkansas students have built the foundation for the water tower, installed piping, and drilled the well. Along with the tower, the project includes latrine, drainage, and educational components. Kimberly Cribbs and Aaron Cooper from Pea Ridge and Liberty, Missouri, respectively, say the work is intended to be a long-term solution.
They had a lot of waterborne and mosquito-borne diseases, and so when you're walking around the village, the highest part of the village is the road, and there's no drainage in place. And so, like, the houses, they're just kind of like in the middle of puddles, some of them. And so there's a lot of, like, malaria, and they complained about hepatitis and fungal infections. And so this is where, like, after we finish the water tower, that's just the first phase of the project. And we really want to help the health of the community. And so that's why we're taking on a drainage and latrine component to the project now.
We're trying to move past the very, like, mission trip aspect of, like, you go in, you build a water tower, and then you leave. We're trying to help the community go from where they are to full-scale sustainability with their health.
The $19,000 already raised toward the needed $23,000 has come from several sources. Local churches and civic groups have contributed, and the Clinton Global Initiative has given money the past 2 years. The College of Engineering at the university has helped with funding for transportation for the students. Aaron Cooper, who just 8 months ago was in high school, says her visit to More Tomorrow just last month was an unexpected part of her freshman year of college.
I did not imagine that I would be here. It kind of just snuck up on me. I saw a poster that was like, Arkansas Engineers Abroad, come to the meeting. And that was like the first week of school, and I went just to see what it was about because I was like, hey, I'm an engineer. I want to go places. And it's been life-changing.
Kimberly Cribbs, the president of Arkansas Engineers Abroad, says the organization does have a faculty advisor. It's required to be a registered student organization, but she says the bulk of the work, organization, and direction is student-led. She says the work they're doing now in Belize will probably have a lasting impact beyond the community of More Tomorrow.
Being part of this project, it's opened a lot of opportunities for, I guess, me and others in Arkansas Engineers Abroad to realize that community development work is something that there is a need for. And if we really push for having that sort of career path, I think we can make it happen beyond just college. And so that's kind of what we're, hopefully there'll be opportunities for people who want to continue this work in AEA to transition to that sort of role in a career.
The students are anxious to travel back to More Tomorrow to help complete the water tower in the spring. Michael Reines says their optimism is shared by the residents of the town. Optimism, apparently, is part of More Tomorrow's legacy. Michael says during one of his trips to Belize, the local pastor explained the legend of how the town's name was selected.
There was once a man, and he was walking with someone else, and so he had a gold coin in his hand, and he threw it into the lake. And then the other guy was like, why would you do that? You know. And then the guy said, well, there'll be more tomorrow. And that's kind of how the like spirit of that village has been started, because even though you may not have what you need today, you'll have there's always going to be more tomorrow.
With a few $1,000 more, some University of Arkansas students will help make sure there is clean water there one day. And then more tomorrow. To learn more about Arkansas Engineers Abroad, you can go to arkansasengineersabroad.blogspot.com.